Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. Good afternoon, rodeo fans. We are back on the ranch from MakingA.com. Joining me tonight is my co-host, Amber Hill. Amber, how you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Oh, we're ready to rock and roll, ready to rock and roll. Still trying to recover from that weekend we just had here in Texas, but how are things going with you this week so far?
It's good. It's great to be on the show tonight. I'm glad to see the summer's coming around. You know, it's right around the corner, and had a busy week with school and all. Glad to say that it's Thursday, and I'm headed south for the weekend. I got to go to Jasper, Florida this weekend, so work a rodeo,
okay.
And I'll be back home on Monday. So,
well,
what about you?
Curious.
How you?
Well, is that Thursday in Alabama? Because it's only Wednesday here in Florida.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Well, I was hoping it was Thursday, you know.
No, we're still a day away from that, darling.
I got a test in the morning, and I was hoping it was over.
Oh, that's right. Okay, trying to think ahead of the game there. I like it. Well, I would tell you, we got some phone lines open here, 646-915-9940, if you want to jump back on the ranch with us. Now, if you want to get on there, you got to hit the one button so we know you want to talk and not just listen in. And, Amber, I think we actually got our first caller. What do you say we jump on and welcome him back on the ranch?
Sounds good.
You're back on the ranch at MakingA.com. 330.
What's going on?
Not too much. Who is this?
Dave Jancy. I thought this was a soul hour, not back on the ranch.
Oh, man, it got thrown around, Dave. It got thrown around, man. You know,
we had
an issue. I didn't
catch that memo, Musty.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the issue. Dwayne Morris is actually out in Colorado, and he's doing a reality series out there. And I tried to get a hold of him all day. You know, and I'm asking, sending him messages. Hey, man, are we doing a show? What's going on with Soul Man Hour on a Wednesday night, you know? And he doesn't message me back, so I said, well, shoot, man, I got to throw something in there to fill the time. So this is what we did. I decided I'm going to throw it back on the ranch show. Wouldn't you know, the minute I go ahead and put it through, the day Dwayne calls me and says, hey, man, I want to do a show. So what are you going to do, man? I'm expecting him to call into the show here shortly. So if you want to tune in and then kind of jump back on with us, man, I know he'd love to have you on, and we could talk about the whole incident and find out if you decided on what your Indian name is going to be that Ross Hill gave you on Monday.
Hey, I left up to Ross's sister, so whatever they come up with, I guess I got to roll with.
I hear you,
well,
Dave. I hear you, but
Dave,
ahead,
I just wanted to say,
yeah.
I just wanted to say that you know, just because it's not the Soul Man Hour, you can still listen in and, you know, communicate. You can still hook up on the back on the ranch show.
I probably will stay here and talk. I don't have anything else going on. I mean, I missed the gym
just
for the
planned to be on
hour, so I might as well stay here then, right?
Sounds good.
Hey, Dave. So
yeah.
how are the family jewels working out for you, man? Are they kind of healing back right?
I haven't used them, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I'm not asking that now, Dave.
They're not still there. Yeah, they're still. No, I actually never did pack them a knife. I probably should. That might make them feel better. But everything
I hear you,
seems
man.
To be going good. So
I hear you. Well, like I said, man, it was right. definitely a jam up bullfight, and hopefully we'll be back out there next month, man. Are you gonna try to jump on there with us or jump out there with him again this next month?
Yeah, if he gets me dates and times and places and stuff. I mean, I've got a couple of shows in May, but if it works out right and with the schedule right, yeah, I'll be there. And hopefully during summer it works out with my schedule. I can be at most of them. So looking forward to them, man.
Cool.
They're a good show. They're a lot of fun. The bulls are even pen, you know, and they're a good, honest pen of bulls. And a lot of fun. So we'll see what happens, what goes on from there, you know. It's a good opportunity. The best part about it is a good opportunity for younger guys to get a chance to be seen other than the going bullfights, you know, Ada, Salinas, Lubbock, you know, Denver's shows. The going bullfights, they want names and they want guys that are they know will show up and fight. These are giving some kids that don't have an opportunity to get out and get in front of many Mexicans, period, to get out there and get in front of some and see what they like it or not, if they want to try and become the, you know, maybe not the next Ross Hill, but try to follow in Ross's footsteps and win the same titles. And it gives us older guys a chance to try some new moves and, you know, work on some new stuff, new moves, and just stay fresh and stay crisp. And have a chance to hang out and meet new people. So I enjoy
going.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Not only that, but you do have the opportunity to make a little money while you're out there, too. I mean, I guess the payouts aren't too bad for the first three slots.
Yeah, the payouts are pretty good. I mean, they pay all holes, and if you finish last in your round, you get your entry fee money back at least. So only thing you're out for the weekend are expenses, which
I have to say on that bullfights are the only deal that works in. You know, that's the only event that you actually, if you at least get last hole, you at least get your entry fees back, you know.
Right.
Like a team roping, you go to a team roping and you put a lot of money to enter over and over and over, and you don't, you know, if your healer misses, then he misses, you know, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, I'm almost a little jealous of it, but, you know.
I got an extra set of pads if you want to try
no
it on
thanks.
Sometime.
No thanks, I'll leave that to all y'all.
I understand that. Yeah, it is. The bullfighters have taken care of each other that route, at least. I mean, that makes it a little more fun, you know, knowing at least you can break even for the day. But sometimes it even doesn't cover expenses. So, but hey, I got another call coming. Let me holler at you guys here in about 20 minutes. I'll call back in and we'll see where we're at then.
All right, Dave. Sounds good. We look forward to it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Bye.
All right, Amber.
Yes.
Are you with us?
I'm here. And, Scott, I have something to say. I know you were up in Alabama for a weekend. Not even a weekend, just a night, really. And we did the radio show last week, and it went well, and all was good. And you and Ross, you know, struck out to Texas, and you left me a small gift, and it gave me a whole weekend to ponder on it, you know. And your truck was sitting in my driveway for 2 days, you know, and I looked at it over and over and over again, and I decided that your truck needed a little bit of Alabama to go back to Florida with it.
Well, Amber, now, if anybody has seen the pictures on my Facebook that I was tagged in, you'll have to understand the whole story.
I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Oh, there's no question, darling. You're going to have it coming. I'm bringing the Gator Nation up here. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I have not got one suggestion on a nickname for you other than Gator Bait.
Yeah, so, but that's not – I mean, we agreed to get suggestions and then have a vote.
Right.
But I tell
you're right.
Gator Bait really doesn't fit me. Other than the fact that's, you know, what you think it should be, because...
Now, wait a second, because you were telling me a story about you was down in Louisiana, and almost got eaten by a gator, didn't you?
Not quite eaten. He was just on the, we all went crabbing, and he was on the end of my string, you know, but I was far from getting eaten, and I have to say, he wasn't after me. He was after my bait, which was in the water. So,
which could, well, you know what? That's your bait, your gator bait. I mean, it works, you know? You got to kind of go with what works. Now, I know it just makes you cringe to be a Crimson Tide fan and hear that gator bait coming out, but, Dolan, I'm kind of liking it. And, you know, Ross Hill, and we got to have the official word, but we got to get some more suggestions. So if y'all want to jump on there with us, kind of give us a shout, 646-915-9940. We got a few callers on here, but nobody's hitting the one button, so we're not real sure if they actually want to talk to us or not. So we're going to keep on rolling on. But, yes, Amber, sitting in Texas. Oh, wait a second. Actually, I think we got somebody just popped on here with us. Let's see what we got.
What's
you're
going
back on the ranch. We're making eight. Hello. 863.
Hey. Can you hear
hey,
me?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, sir. What, who
my
you got?
Mother. You got Ty Harris.
Ty Harris? Man,
yes,
Amber.
Sir.
What are we? Now, Ty,
what?
What's going on with you? What's going on with you, buddy?
I just got done cleaning up here at the work, boss's house, leaving now.
Okay. Now, Amber, Ty is actually one of our newest members. Or he's not one of our newest members. He's actually one of our first members of Team Making Eight. We're getting ready to drag this young boy up there to North Carolina next weekend and show them boys how we do it in Florida.
That sounds good. What is it that you do, Ty?
All right, bulls.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, since he's a member of Making Eight, does that mean he has an Indian name?
Well, we don't really necessarily have an Indian name for him just yet. Now, we'll be going to North Carolina next weekend, so I'm sure we can talk about it, but I can't really repeat on the radio what most folks call him around town. But,
he's
one of those guys. No, really, actually, Ty really goes by, you know, Red. They call him Red. They call him Big Red because the guy's like, what, 7'4" or something like that, right, Ty?
I'm like 6'3".
So, 6'3", okay.
But I got orange hair.
Orange hair,
you got
yeah.
orange hair?
Yeah. I got orange hair. Everybody calls it Red, but it's orange.
Well, you know, you don't see that every day.
Yes, ma'am.
6'3" with orange hair. So did you go anywhere last weekend?
Do what?
Did you go anywhere last weekend?
No, ma'am. I went to a ranch rodeo a couple weekends ago and got hurt. Saddle broke, and saddle belt up on me, and I got cracked ribs, so I took the last weekend off. And then Sunday I went to a practice pen to see how my ribs felt. I got on 6 head, and it didn't bother me none, so I got called in this weekend for a deal over here in Port Charlotte.
Sounds good. Well, good luck. The best of luck to you.
Thank you. I need it.
Well,
oh,
hey,
now, that isn't the attitude to have.
Ma'am?
Yeah, that's...
That isn't the attitude to have.
I know if the good Lord wants me to ride him, I'll ride him.
There you go.
Well... Hey, Ty, man, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. I just let you know, I did get your address, finally. I had to get it in two pieces, but I got it. And we'll get that Humps and Horns magazine out to you, all right, buddy?
All right, so 10-4, thank you.
All right, Ty. Well, hey, man, have a good night. I'll definitely talk to you. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about on the way up, about a 10- or 11-hour drive, man.
Oh, yes, sir, without a doubt. Look forward to it.
No doubt, man. So am I. I'll have a good time. All right, buddy. Take care and have a good night.
Yes, sir. You do the same. See you.
All right. Amber.
Yes, I'm here.
Back to the issues of the Indian names and the road trips and the Alabamas versus Florida. You know, I mean, I will grant it, I did kind of get you because I did provoke the whole issue by bringing you a gator jersey. But, Man, I'll tell you what, that, you know, I still got Alabama. Now, you can't tell it's Alabama marks, you know, but I still got a whole lot of that shoe polish stuff up on there on my truck.
Other than it's red and white, right?
Well, you can't really see the red. The white I was able to get off all right. It's the red that's still on there that's just tearing me up every time I look at it.
Well, you know, Scott, I really
struck twice.
I sat and pondered all weekend, and, you know, I had a hard time studying over trying to figure out what I was going to do to your truck or how I was going to get you back. And I had a lot of good ideas, you know, and I really, everybody kept saying, just do it. And I said, no, I better take it light on him this time. So really, you didn't get half of what I thought about doing to your truck. So
really? Well,
really.
All I got to say is let the games begin, darling. You know,
right.
we can truly have a nice little rivalry going between, the Florida and Alabamans, you know. And I got to tell you, I'll be back up there next month, so.
All right. Well, I might not be.
What's that?
I said I might not be.
That's all right, though. I think there's something that's in the works for July or something like that. We will leave our mark. We will leave our mark. And I will leave my mark when I get up there to Alabama to where when you do come back, you will know it, darling.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Well, I hope you are. I hope you are. Just be ready.
All right. You
say
so
what's that?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to talk about a little bit about, you know, we're looking to have Dwayne Morris call in, the owner of the FFB Extreme Tour. Definitely want to talk with him. So we're going to kind of leave some of that stuff out until hopefully we can get him on the line. And, of course, you got, you know, Dave Yancey that's sitting back there, and hopefully we'll get him back on here in a little bit as well. But I know you had some things down the line. We're not real sure what what's going on. I know you had somebody looking to call in, and we're still looking for him to call in. But let's get down to talk about some of the events coming up this next week about Making 8 and where we're headed this week.
All right.
We are heading out. This weekend, actually, I'm doing a youth rodeo announcing job. So I'm going to be right down here in my hometown here in Myakka City. And then next week, we're actually taking off and heading back out on the road. Going to be hitting the Raptor K Arena up in Statesville, North Carolina. This is going to be our first Zebra event. And I definitely want to, you know, welcome on Zebra. Really proud to be a part of them. And hopefully we can really do a lot of good things together for the sport of rodeo. Talk with the canners up there. They're really excited about what we're doing and what we can offer them. And I think that this is going to be a really good partnership between Making 8 and Zebra. You know, it's an exciting, exciting association. And, you know, they've got a lot of good things rolling for them, and we want to help promote those. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for all of us. But our first Zebra event that we're going to be covering is going to be right there in Statesville, North Carolina, on Thursday of next week. That'll be the 6th. And, you know, rodeo time, I think, is about 7:30 Eastern time. And we'll be up there doing the play-by-play action. It's going to be an exciting one. Now, you know, the difference between the FFB Extreme Tour that we covered last week and the bull riding, the Zebra deal, is the fact that, man, you know, I mean, I being a bull rider, I know bull riding. You know, I've never stepped in an arena as a freestyle bullfighter, you know, but I have watched Ross Hill quite a bit. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a little bit better at that, being able to call and understand how these guys are making their moves around their bulls. But, shoot, Amber, I think you got more experience knowing about freestyle bullfighting than I do.
Well, I have to say that I was so looking forward to it. I had to go eat dinner that night that y'all were in Taylor, and I called in. I was going to get the first little, you know, gist of it and then come back to it when I got done eating and maybe pick up the short round. So I called in just in time. You were talking about first bullfighter out, you know, and all of a sudden I hear Ross Hill, and next thing I know, he's getting smoked down like every 2 minutes. And I kept thinking, man, I know he was sick last week, you know, running to the porcelain throne, but he's got to be bad sick. So you know, kept listening, and I was like, man, you got to be kidding me. And it, and I have to say, it is suspenseful, way more suspenseful, being able to listen to it and not being able to see it.
Right.
So, and it's a whole, like, it's a, brings out a whole nother level. And so I was real quick to have to, as soon as you corrected yourself, I thought, man, it's a good thing. I'm glad to know that Scott was wrong there. But other than that, I think you did a great job, especially at being, what, your second freestyle deal to ever?
My second. Yes, ma'am. My second freestyle bullfighting event.
I think you did a great job at it. And, I mean, even the short round was good. You know, you did good on all that. So
right. Well,
I will give
it
to you on that one.
Well, I guess that,
I mean,
you know,
I was listening to it while I was painting your car, your truck. So.
Oh, nice. You know what? That just adds icing to the cake. Here I am broadcasting. And you know what? Now I'm glad that you were getting concerned about your brother over there. And I don't, you know what? I don't apologize at all. I was just getting ready to say how sorry I was that, hey, you know, it's just one of those things we had to work through and whatnot. But now, you know what? Not so much. But looks like we got another caller on the line, Amber. Let's see if we can get him on the ranch. 806, you're back on the ranch.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This would be Scott with Making 8.
Scott, is this a Teamer Open talk show?
It can be.
It can be. Well, let's talk about Teamer Open. How's Teamer Open down there, and where are y'all at, Alabama?
I'm in Alabama. That's right. You see what he said first, Scott?
I heard.
What did
I
say first?
You said Alabama over Florida.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting here with a girl from Alabama that told me to call into this show.
Yeah? Who do we have on the line?
This is Hadley.
What's that?
Hadley.
Hadley?
H-A-D-L-E-Y. Hadley.
Okay.
Hadley. So, yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Okay, so how's the Teamer Open world going down there?
It's going pretty good, really. The weather's getting beautiful, and they're starting to have a bunch of Teamer Opens outside, you know, and it's all kicking off, really.
So can those guys play? Can those guys rope good enough down there to compete out here in the West?
Well, of course.
You think
so? They come out there all the time.
Really? Well, I've only seen a make it out here, and there's this one girl
only
that's
what?
Moved out here, and I've only seen a couple come out here from that part
you
of
mean
the world that's made
Jessie
it.
You mean Jessie Rimsburg?
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, she's standing there.
Well,
you want to talk
well,
to her?
Well, do you think she can hang?
Yeah, she can hang.
There you go, then. There's your answer.
Until some people get to talking to her, and then she has a real hard time with it.
Tell me about it. That's why I was afraid she wouldn't call in, because of it.
Oh, she made me call in for her, because she's scared.
That doesn't surprise me. So how's the Teamer Open been out there? Have y'all been going much?
Good. Yeah, we've been winning quite a bit.
Awesome. Great to hear it.
Yeah.
So you work with Jessie, or you work with her a bunch?
No, she comes over to my house and ropes all the time.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, y'all take care of her. We miss her down here in the Southeast.
Well, she said she's going to miss y'all down there.
Oh, I can imagine.
Your opens down there.
Oh, I heard it was too easy out there.
Where there's real team ropers.
Well, you know, whatever. But I heard it was the other way around.
Well, I guess she's lying to both of us then, huh?
She might be, you know.
Just tell her she's better off staying as far away from Alabama as she can. She's better off.
Let me tell you this. Hang on. Scott, let me fill you in on who this is. This is my best friend, Jessie Rimsburg. She is from Okeechobee, Florida, born and raised. And you know where she ended up? In Alabama.
Oh, you know what? Amber, I'm devastated. You know, you know what though? I guess every now and again, you want to try to figure out what it's like to slum it up and live down in the slums. So,
yeah. Well, You know, you might be right on that, but I have to say, y'all are a little more slummy and swampy than we are.
Really?
Well, hey, I got to go, but I'm sure there's a bunch of good team ropers down there, so I hope I didn't offend none of them. I'll see you sometime. All right. Y'all be good, man.
Hey,
all right.
We appreciate you calling in, man. Take care. Well, now we got ropers jumping up on the line with us. Well, I'll tell you
what.
I told you that it wasn't.
What's that?
No. Go ahead.
I was going to try to make it where, even though it's making8.com, you know, we talk about everything, you know, all events, you know. We'll try to have anybody we can that has anything to do with rodeo or fans or anything. Yep. So I'm trying to kind of help broaden the horizon, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Amber, what do you say we take a little short break right here?
All right, sounds good. When we get back, we'll do our cowboy logic.
Oh, we'll do cowboy logic. There you go. Yeah, we got to get into that here. Hang on a second. I'm trying to find the right song. Golly.
You can't do two things at once like down there in Florida, can you?
Now, wait, listen. You got to give me a break here, darling, because let me tell you, I had to run the switchboard for Ross Hill while driving 75 miles an hour, still on my way back from Dagon, Alabama on Monday
night. You
know,
I'll give you that.
And I would have been back a long time ago had I not had to stop off every, you know, 100 miles or so to wash that truck off again and try to get rid of all that, you know, Alabama stuff that somebody decorated it in. But, here we go. We got to break down with a little bit of Matt the Cat, Amber, and we're going to break down with this one. This is one of my favorites. Ross Hill heard it about halfway from Alabama to Texas, and this is Matt the Cat. We'll be right back. You're listening to Making8.com. We're back on the ranch.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drift, all the nights you spend alone, and I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. Ross Hill in a rodeo. Watch old Ross Winter Rodeo.
Welcome back on the ranch with MakingAid.com. 646-915-9940 is the call-in number. Amber, you still with us?
I'm here.
Good, good deal. Now, I know you said before the break that we're going to talk a little bit about some cowboy logic here. We got to have our cowboy logic of the week. But you also wanted to talk about kind of features somebody that you knew, right?
I sure did. Is he
okay,
on?
Okay, well, I believe he's right here. Let's see if we can't get him on the line here. You want to tell us a little bit about him or what you know of him here?
It's Morgan Jones. He is. I grew up with him. He's from around here, big team roper in this area. He kind of the cowboy logic kind of goes on team roping this week. And so we'll kind of get him on here, let him tell a little bit about himself and, you know, what he's done. This is his second year to go to the pro rodeos. You know, he's coming up. He's just like 21 years old, so he's really making a name for himself. He's been to the BFI, you know, two or three times, maybe a few more, I'm not sure. But let's get him on, and we'll get him to tell it and get it all right.
Well, you know, the whole time you was over there running those gator jaws of you, he's been sitting here online. Morgan, you with us?
You bet.
Morgan Jones, how you been, buddy?
I'm great. And y'all?
Good.
I'm good.
So, y'all went and bucked some bulls tonight?
Yeah, we bucked 5 calves.
Yeah? So, what else you got? Where have you been? I knew you said you were just coming in earlier today.
I've been building fence all day today.
Your dad has the fencing company. Well, your mom and your dad.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
I just got in from fencing, and now I went and bucked some bulls, and now we're headed to get something to eat.
I hear you. So give me a little bit about your 2010. What was your highlight of 2010 season so far?
I placed at the Wildfire Open, which is a big opener open, and then one placing around at Austin. But besides that, for your cowboy logic of the day, your open legs won't win you a truck. I had to deal with that a lot this year so far. Not talking about my partner, but caught quite a few legs for some money this year.
Right, yeah. And it happens. That's the thing with team roping. You know, you gotta suck it up. You know, you so much depend on your partner in so many ways, but then again, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and, you know, you can't hold it against them, I guess, right?
Well, that's the name of the game, team roping.
That's right. It's a team, for sure. You can't rope by yourself.
That's for sure.
So, well, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
You know, Morgan, what is it, you know, when that partnership, when you're having, you know, say one of you is having an issue with the, you know, not being able to head or not being able to heal, do you guys really have to work together? Do you guys get more frustrated with each other?
You have to work together, and it just, just we lived together, and it just, and we were in, when we were in Texas, and it just, we just kind of grinded it out, and it just, there at first we worked together, and then it got to where it was just, we got to not fighting, but got to where we didn't even want to, you know, grind it out anymore. Like
we're together
should.
Too much.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I can definitely understand that. You know, I mean, it's hard for somebody who makes a living, you know, out there on the rodeo road doing something, you know, as an individual. But you're right on, man. It's good to get your understanding and your perspective on how it actually works when you're out there as a team, you know.
Right, yeah.
Now, when you guys
there,
travel – Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, well, when you're out there, just when you can't – you don't have anywhere to practice, you have to go from rodeo to rodeo. You have nowhere to practice and work at. All you can do is talk about it, and then it just – but you can only talk and talk so long before –
Yeah, I hear
you. Make changes.
I can definitely understand that. I can definitely understand it. So, Morgan, what are your plans for the rest of the season here?
I'm just going to stay around home now. I've been all over. I've been to Denver, Tucson, Arizona. I've been in Texas from the 2 days after Christmas till about 3 weeks ago. And now I'm just back home building fence and just going to rodeos around the house this year, just get my money back right before I'm going to try again next year.
Okay. So. All right, man. Well, we look forward to hearing about you, man. Hopefully we'll get some good things, you know, and when you do get back out there.
You bet. I hope so. I'm hoping to call him back winning a lot.
There you go. Well, if you do, send some back our way too, would you?
Well, I was going to say, we know, I have to say, Morgan's no stranger to being a winner, that's for sure.
And I don't win all the time, and I don't like to lose, but I try to have a good attitude about it, and I think that's what you have to have to rodeo and win.
So.
That's
keep
it,
going.
Man. Well, that's the life. That's the life of the rodeo. You know, is sometimes as hard as you are, you know, at being able to get back to that winning point, you got to keep driving at it, and that's what makes a true cowboy is that no quit attitude. You know, and keep driving.
Exactly. Keep grinding it out.
No doubt. Well, hey, listen, Morgan, I appreciate you taking the time and jumping on with us, man. You're welcome to hang out here with us, or, we'll let you go. But we're going to sit back here, I think, and take a few more callers.
You bet. I'm about to sit down here and have me a big old steak.
Oh, man.
All right, Morgan, thanks for calling in.
You bet. Y'all have a good evening. Thanks for letting me talk.
All right,
Morgan, you too, buddy.
See you.
All right. Amber, let's take another call. 307, you're back on the ranch.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, my goodness. It's Walking Eagle himself. Another year older, and the guy's still getting it done. Timber, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm awesome. The weather's great in Wyoming right now, and... you know, I just got back for some rodeos, and things are great.
We missed
well,
you last week, Timber.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I was in Canada, and I don't have a phone plan for Canada, so it's like $1.50 a minute, so I thought I'd pass up on last week.
I can't believe you didn't call in anyway.
I was on a budget.
Well, we actually had Joe Scully, who's also from Canada. He was up there that time. You need to get Skype. That's what he uses, is that Skype. So he can get on and call us, and he gives us our
yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of those internet things where you got to sit on the internet and whatnot. But shoot you
well,
up, man. We're glad to have you back on the ranch with us for sure.
Well, I'm glad to be here. When I got home from Canada, I went and checked on a plan, so I switched over now.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
Timber, I have to fill you in on this. I know you missed – I hate to keep rubbing it in, but I know you missed last week, and you missed that Scott was at our house, you know, and went on with Ross to Taylor, Texas. So Scott brought me a Florida Gators jersey. Can you believe it? I mean, like, handed it to me. It's my size. Yeah, so I had – then he went on to Taylor, and I had all weekend to sit and ponder with this Florida Gators jersey. So I had to get him back, and I went and bought some Alabama stickers, those little cling stickers, and some, you know, that window chalk, red and white, and I decorated his truck up. It's on Facebook, so you can see it.
Oh,
so,
check that out. That's funny.
He got to take a piece of Alabama back to Florida with him.
Hey, Timber, now don't let her fool you. She curls up every night to that Gator jersey now. She won't admit
well, actually,
here,
we used it. We used it to start the grill tonight. We used it to get the charcoals hot.
As much as she likes taking photos of stuff like that, I know that she would have it on a photo if she did. So I would expect it's still around up there. She's got it stuffed in her pillowcase. She's not letting anybody see it from around town because she don't want to be disowned. And I can understand that. But remember, man, I got to tell
you know,
Scott, it's actually in the garden because I need to keep the crows and everybody else out of it. So we hung it on a stick in the garden.
Oh.
And that came from Mom. That wasn't even me. That's me, Scott.
Wow. Mrs. Hill, I'm crushed. I'm hurt. Sorry.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I flew to Canada to do a rodeo, right? I went up to work the barrel, and they had a barrel for me up there, so I had very limited luggage. But I did have my gator hat when I went up there.
Yes,
so
sir.
So the gators they went all the way to Dawson Creek, B.C.,
There you go. Now, I got a question for you. You're saying you're flying, but I didn't think Walking Eagle could get his wings up there.
Four airplanes to get there and four airplanes to get back. I was on the milk
run.
Oh,
my goodness. Wow. Well,
but it was
an awesome rodeo.
It was the CPRA bull riding, and they actually had all the bull riders that was on the team, the Canadian team at the PBR last week. All them bull riders was up at this bull riding. So it was an awesome bull riding. They had a good crowd, and it was a nice building. So it was an awesome good time.
Good deal, man. Weather good for you up there in Canada?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's the first time I've been that far north in B.C. I've been up as far as Williams Lake, which is probably about a quarter of the way up. But when you get past Prince George, it's all prairie. And, I mean, it's a lot of farms and a lot of cattle up there. It's really cowboy country.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's great. At some point I'd love to get up there to Canada area and kind of check it out. But, man, I got to tell you, back to this whole deal with, you know, of course, I don't know if you heard, but I did it, you know, I drove to Muscle Shoals, hooked up with Ross Hill, and we drove down to Alabama. Had a great time, you know, riding down, had a really jam-up bullfight down there in Taylor, Texas. So we're on our way home Sunday, and I started getting all these messages on my BlackBerry about, I wish I could comment on the pictures, you know, so on and so forth, and I can't see what's going on. So at some point, I get over to my Facebook deal on my BlackBerry, and scroll down, and I see these pictures. Now, I'm still in Texas, Timber, and I see these pictures of my truck. You know, and if you've known anything, man, when you can't get up there and make, you know, try to fix something like that real quick, boy, I'll tell you what, it just ate me alive from Texas all the way to Alabama.
Oh, no. I bet. That's probably a long old drive then.
Yeah, you're right. It was. But I did not leave. I did not leave the state of Alabama with that stuff on my truck. I couldn't.
But there's still some still on it. But I do have to say this. That was Ross got mad at me a little bit, not really mad, but kind of disappointed in me for going ahead and posting it on Facebook so you could see it. He wanted me to wait until you got there, but I'm telling you, it was much better the other way. That way everybody, I mean, there's many people that saw it before Scott did because they got on Facebook before him. So I think it worked out much better.
I think if I ever come over to see you guys, I'm flying.
I tell you what, Denver, I have to say that he started it. I mean, I'm sure I've got it coming back to me, but, you know, I couldn't just sit there and let it happen, you know?
Oh, no, I know, and what goes around comes around. It's kind of, that's notorious in our business.
And does it ever end? No.
No, usually not. They might forget about it for a little while, but they'll remember sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whether she'll admit it or not, she does. I know she pulls that thing out from underneath her pillowcase, curls up to it nice, you know, and just loves those gators. You know,
I'm going to let you believe what you want to believe.
You're going to have to get a picture of that on Facebook, Scott.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? While she's sleeping over there, we might just be able to slip in, slide a Gator jersey right there next to her, take a quick picture. That might just happen. That's a good idea, Timber. That's a good idea, Timber. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
I don't know if I'll be part of it, but I'll look at the pictures.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure.
You don't even have to be part of it. You just gave the idea.
Oh, I'm already.
You're already part of it.
That's right. Hey, Timber. You know, we're actually working on an Indian name for Amber because, you know, she is our co-host now on the show and all. Can't have a co-host without having an Indian name. Now, we did have a suggestion of Gator Bait. I'm telling you,
that's
I
Scott's
like it. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
I like it. I think that would, yeah. Well, there's two votes right there, Amber. So, and we haven't had any suggestions yet. I'm telling you, you know, as much as you text on that phone and you were texting last week, I'm sure you could get some callers in there trying to figure out, you know, at least give a suggestion on what your nickname should be. Now,
well, I agree. I agree that I shouldn't have a nickname. Like, I think that all the guys should have Indian names. I don't think I really should be in on that Indian.
No, ma'am. That's not part of the team. That's just not right.
Well, all right. Well, then that's fine. But I'm not going to encourage it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, they did, hey, Timber, they did change my name, actually. It has gone from Chicken Thighs, which was also nice and big. Now, Amber, I got a question for you on that. What's the big circle with the two arrows on it? On the front, on my windshield, underneath Chicken Thighs, there was a big circle with the arrows. I didn't get it.
Like, if you're sitting in the seat, it was pointing at you. You know, like you're kicking
thighs.
That's Florida for you.
Like wearing the old T-shirt that says "I'm with stupid."
Yeah.
Well, first off, I didn't get in my truck without getting that stuff off the front of my window.
Well, you're right, but that's what it was supposed to be.
All right. Well, hey, listen, guys, we got a few more callers on the line here. I think we've got the legendary man himself, the Indian Chief Bighorn. What do you say, Ross Hill? You with us?
Come in, Berlin. Come now.
Hey, what do you say?
Oh, man, another day, another dollar. What y'all know good?
Oh, man. Well, we got Timber on the line, and, of course, we got Gator Bait over there, man.
Gator Bait.
So
looks like it's thick in there, Amber.
I know. I'm afraid of it, too.
Well,
that's right, Amber. You know what? That's right, Amber. Go ahead, Rolf.
No, it ain't nothing to it. I was just going to say, just out of question, I want to get Timber Tuckness with some real Indian originalities up there out of the Big Sky country. I like how to say that. But I think we ought to get Timber to come up with a name there.
I agree, because I don't think Gator Bait's much of an Indian name. It might be more of a nickname, but not really on the Indian side.
Hey, Timber, did they hunt gators down there quite a bit?
Not here.
Well,
and he is down, I don't think.
It'd have to be a Seminole Indian if it was an Indian name. It'd have to be
right.
Seminole.
I definitely say the Gator Bait is a possibility because Seminoles, but I don't think they use bait. Them dudes just jumped on them, so I think we need, like, gator killing. You know, that sounds a little better to me, like gator dead or something, you know, that.
Gator killing, maybe, as in we're the gator killers. That's right.
No.
Gator tail sounds good to me.
Gator tail. That's it. As a brother, I can't say a whole lot to that. So what y'all talking about, man? I even got to hear nothing. What's going on? So y'all fill me in a little bit.
We've just been shooting it up, telling old Timber about our trip to Texas and how much fun we had, and then, you know, of course, talking about the catastrophe of my truck when I got back, when we rolled back into Alabama at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah, that's the best that gray truck ever looked.
Oh, Rolf Hill. Come on now.
Rolf.
All right.
But
hey,
I understand your concerns. I'm sure Amber's not going to be very happy of her truck when she sees it again.
Yeah, you are right about that. She won't be. You know, we were talking about her, though. I said, you know what? I know she's got that Gator jersey. We're gonna slip in and we're going to get a picture of her curled up next to a Gator jersey, man. And that'll be all over YouTube. It's going to happen.
Well, that ought to be pretty good. Then you can say Gator Tail for sure.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I ain't got to say it, man. It was a good weekend in Texas. I just wanted to come in here and say my 10 cents worth. I ain't really got much going on tonight. Just ate some great barbecue, or I say barbecue, some, what are those called? Shish kebabs. Ate some chicken and steak shish kebabs. Oh, Tim Leopard fixed up for us, and I'm talking about that some buck. There's a hand in on the grill. I will say that.
Hey, you know what, guys? We got a few more callers here on the line. Remember, you're going to stay with us, right?
Yeah, I'll hang with you.
All right. What do you say we jump over here? 817, you're back on the ranch.
Hey, Scott, it's Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne. How you doing?
Good. I'm down here at the ranch in Colorado.
Yeah, you know what, man? We got Ross Hill over here on the line, but I got a question for you. What happened, man? I woke up Sunday morning, and Ross says, well, you know, Dwayne's going to take off. You're going to sit on an airplane to head out to a ranch and leave us to break out the arena, man. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, I figured what you did was talk on the radio all day. It wasn't a lot of work. I figured I'd give you some manual labor.
That's
right.
Man.
Hey, to make you feel better, I made him drive all the way home, too, Dwayne.
He did, too, man. That ain't no joke. Good
hey,
job,
if that ain't,
well,
if that ain't me. Tearing down the from Canada. I mean, California. Shit, I can't get it right.
Well, hey, man.
There's like the California Cowboys here.
Really?
You check this out, Scott.
You
one guy comes
I
out here.
Know.
He doesn't have a saddle horn on his saddle. The saddle, he doesn't have a saddle horn. You ever seen that?
I tell you this, Dwayne, I don't know. You got much room to talk because I listened to your show the other day and your phone was breaking up worse than an old Alabamian.
Where's the golf club up there in Colorado, man?
I may be a little missing. But I just want to shout out to you guys and I'll holler at y'all again.
Hey, Dwayne, hang with us, man. Hey, Dwayne, hang with us, though, man. I've actually got – we got Dave Yancey on the line here. We got old Mr.
Okay.
One Nut himself. Hey, Dwayne, you with us? Dave, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Oh, you called the name.
How are you getting around?
Hey, Dave, did you get your nuts sewed back on?
Yeah, they're sewed on and reconnected and everything, so you guys better watch out.
Did you get the doctor to add a few?
Funny.
Holy mackerel. Hey, I must have missed something. What happened, yeah. Dave? Did you?
What's that?
What happened,
Dwayne,
Dave? Did you get close to a gator?
No, he actually got rolled up by a good sunbuck of Evan Allard's Mexican Fighting Bull at Dwayne's deal, the Freestyle Federation of Bullfights down there in Taylor, Texas. And this sunbuck sure did. I mean, he started to jam up bullfighting long ago and finished strong as well, made a sure hand, and sold tickets for the crowd. And then he turned around and drew a good sunbuck, had the deal to win it, I'm talking about. I thought Dave was coming home with the daggum bank, and he just, I don't know. Dave, you can pick up from there.
I put a horn between my legs, caught me flat-footed right in front of him, put a horn between my legs, and I felt my nuts going out of my ears, and I figured that I would cherish the boys more than I would a couple hundred extra dollars in the back pocket, so I...
Hey, Dave, don't try to make it out like you wanted to have your left nut ripped off so you didn't win the money. don't even try to play that up.
They come out your ears? Did you push them back in your ears?
Yeah. Oh, he stepped all over me. Don't worry. He put them right back where they're supposed to be.
Hey, I got a question from one of the guys for you, Dave. Did they chain for you?
What?
I know it's too little to hang from your bumper. So could you put a keychain?
Man, Dwayne, yeah, that's just wrong, man.
Wait,
wow.
Dwayne's on the right track because if a testicle slipped out of his ear, it's got to be a small.
Oh, no.
Wait,
oh, no.
Bro,
have you ever seen
have
the
you
size
seen my
of ear, Dave's
bro?
Ear? Oh, he's got big ears.
Well,
yeah, don't
think
you got big ears.
That's no justice to a testicle. I say that. I mean.
Anytime
man.
You're talking
hey.
testicle up around your head, I think that's the wrong conversation.
Don't worry, I feel for you, Dave. I had the same thing happen.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I've got to get off
of
here. I'm losing service, and these guys are.
I'm with Dwayne.
These guys
I'm
are
with
looking
Dwayne.
At me funny.
Dwayne Morris, we appreciate you at the freestyle deal. I know I done told you once. I'm gonna tell you twice. Thank you for everything you're doing for us. We're gonna stick with you. We're gonna get this deal in the bank. And I want to see your goals come true. It sounds like a true winner to me. And I'm out too, boys. I got company, and I need to spend some time with my folks.
Well, I appreciate
it.
I appreciate it, Ross. Look forward to seeing you guys again. And I'll give you guys some updates. And the pictures are on the website. So if you want to see any of those pictures, you can go to the website, and they'll be linked up there, and the video will be up soon. But and Scott, thanks for taking care of the show tonight.
No problem, Dwayne. You know what? Care of things out there in Colorado, man. Go out there and get it done. Look forward to catching up with you. And we will have the Soul Man Hour up here next week for sure, right?
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
All right, man. We'll work on it. Dwayne, take care out there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
All right. We got Ross Hill out of there. Amber, you still with us?
I'm here. That was a bunch of manly talk.
That.
I didn't need to be in on all that.
You didn't want to talk about the one nuts and all that. Dave, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm limping along right behind you guys.
So what are the going Indian names for Dwayne? I mean, Dave?
We got,
I don't know. You guys got to tell me.
I've heard
two or three different ones, but I just wanted to get it straight, you know, right here on the radio. So we can get him the right one.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of happened to roll with one nut. I mean, I think that, I don't know. Was that mentioned during the Monday show?
I did hear one Uno ball.
Uno ball. That's right.
So I wasn't sure if that was actually a one that was supposed to be, or you know, if I just heard that one on the side.
Yeah.
You know what? We're definitely going to take a poll on that, man. We can't get Dave too hard a time, though, man, because you definitely sold the show, especially in the long round, scoring the highest mark. That was 90 points, wasn't it?
I don't remember. 83, 84, something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
something.
That's
something.
Right.
It wasn't quite 90. If I hadn't gotten hooked, it'd probably been 90, but I figured I'd better sell tickets while I dance with my partner for a while, so.
That was when you did it too, man. When you took that hook in and went down and then bounced up the way you did, Richard, you know, got the baggies off there, man. It was on, and that was pretty impressive. That was when it was time to go to work, and you handled it real well.
Well, thanks. And like I said earlier, Dwayne's giving us the avenue and the playground to go play at, and so you got to take advantage of them. The doors aren't always open, so you got to walk through them when they're open for you. And it's a fun deal. It's a good deal. So I hope they can grow for Dwayne and for all the Bullfighters, myself and Ross and everybody included. So,
yeah, there's no doubt, man. There's no doubt. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you jumping back on here with us and being able to talk with Dwayne a little bit. You kind of had to know, man. I can't believe he gave you as hard a time as he did, you know. Man,
comes around, goes around. Isn't that the rodeo life? You know, I'm not
That's
too
right.
worried about it. I'll get him back. I'll get him back. I'm not worried,
right.
So.
Next week he will have the Soul Man Hour, so he'll be back on there running that deal. Look forward to getting him back in. All right, man. Well, hey, listen, we're going to jump down here and take some more callers. I appreciate you hanging out here with us, Dave, and we look forward to seeing you next month down the road here.
I'll catch you guys later. I'm going to jump off and cook myself some dinner, so I'll holler at you guys next week.
Get your big bag of ice, Dave. It'll help.
I've got it in
the freezer.
I'm
sure you've done that all week.
So I will catch you guys later. Thanks. See ya.
See ya, buddy.
Right, see ya. All right. You know what? We have got this 256 area code. Now, it's another one from Alabama. Oh, you know what? Oh, wait. There they are. They're over there. They've been flashing back and forth trying to get our attention, so we're going to jump on down. 256, you are on the ranch.
How's it going? How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Who we got?
This is Ben. Yes. Hi, Weaver.
Hey, Ben. This is Ben Wilson.
That's right.
We got another team roper on the line.
Yeah, I figured I'd call in. You said you were going to be talking about some roping, so I was just sitting
here
listening. I was trying to get in for some of those Indian names for Amber. I live up here by it, and I've got several of them, but I'm going to keep them confidential after we moved on from there.
No, you need to go on and share them, Ben. Let's hear it.
Please tell us.
Well, I started thinking about some, but I don't know if they're radio
appropriate. Let me tell you this. Here, I'm going to fill you in on Ben. He is an absolute diehard Auburn fan, so he's completely against me, too. But, Ben, I have to say Scott's trying to give me the name Gator Bait, which is, you know, he's all about Florida. Y'all do have the same colors, but I don't believe y'all go together very well. So, I mean, surely you can come up with something other than Gator Bait. I don't like Tiger Bait either, so don't try to throw that one in there.
Tiger Bait's pretty good. You know, Jesse, she'd be proud of that Gator Bait, but I'm not quite as happy with that. But T-Bow, he's a good guy. I like him, so I can go with Gator Bait.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. There you go. I like it.
So, Ben kind of inspired the cowboy logic tonight that you can't win a truck roping legs. So, Ben, do you want to have any input on that?
Yeah,
or you think Morgan covered it pretty well?
Well, I actually missed Morgan. I got on here a little later. I had the baby tonight, so I was with her. But, yeah, one of my headers down there, I was clean on my first one. I came back, roped a leg, and another one I came back with, I was clean on my first one, roped a leg on the second. He came up and he said, "You realize you can't win a truck roping legs?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a good point, but I wasn't really trying to rope legs, but that's just the way it turned out."
It happens. We discussed that too, you know, and it's a team effort. It's not a one man event by all means.
Yeah, right. That's right. Well, yeah, Amber, if y'all looking for a good timer, Amber's a real good one. A short yoke. She'll give you a 0.09 if you need it, and she'll get you.
Oh, no. No, Ben. Don't get that out there. We are on the radio, you know.
Yeah. Well, as long as Joel's not listening, we'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Ben. It was good to hear you, and I hope you listen more often.
All right. Well, I'll check you later, and I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. See you.
All right, Ben. Take care.
See you.
All right, Timber.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. So I hear Dusty made it back home, man. Is he back with you?
Hello.
Yeah, he's home for a couple of weeks. Just kind of getting some things done, getting rigs ready to go on the road again.
Yeah, 10-4, man, 10-4. So what do you have coming up?
Well, actually, I have on the 8th of May, I put on a ranch rodeo in Cody, Wyoming, along with the Wild West Days they have in Cody, Wyoming, and they have a top-notch horse sale. And they close off the street in front of the Irma Hotel downtown Cody, Wyoming, and we have a horse sale. And then right after the horse sale's over, we run over to the rodeo arena, and I put on a ranch rodeo, which is really, really big deal. You know, we just started a few years ago, and it's just taken off like you would believe.
Well, you know what? I'd love to believe it there. You know, I'd love to believe it, Timberman, but we didn't get an invite to come out and do the broadcast this year. I was kind of disappointed.
Well, you can still come on out.
I'm going to put you on the spot, man. Well, unfortunately, it's going to take a lot more than, my short change I had to get out there to Texas with.
Oh, yeah.
And being that I'm heading up there to North Carolina this next weekend to start off up there, man, and that one's not much better, so I'm about tapped out. But you know what? I would definitely love to work on something with you next year where we can get out and do the coverage, man.
Oh,
I would really love to get out
awesome.
There to Wyoming. You know, and,
well, let me tell you what we got going there. This is the way we run it. Rob Smith is coming in. He's the announcer for it, which
well,
he's an awesome
then,
announcer, you know, 5-time world champion bullfighter also. I got Hawkeye Henson coming, and he's playing on Friday and Saturday and Sunday in the Irma Hotel. He runs around the country singing songs, sings a lot of old country western stuff, does a great job. I have him coming up. And then we have five events, which you get wild cow riding, where they have to saddle a cow and ride it, just like a wild horse race. The wild cow milking, the team branding, where you have to we brand yearlings with paint sticks, and we have mounted shooting in a pack horse race. So it's something that's unique. It's different. Nobody else does it this way. I came up with this idea last year to kind of give everybody the same chance, so you don't have any guys that are just running around doing ranch rodeos. You know, your local people get their team together, and there's five people on a team, and each team has to have at least one person of the opposite sex on it, because we have rules where they have to, everybody has to compete in the rodeo. So it's a great deal. We have a good time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds it, man. And we would love to be up there to, you know, to kind of be a part of that and do the coverage of it. I think it'd be great. You know, shoot, it'd be great for Wyoming. You know, I know they don't get a whole lot going on up there, get a whole lot of coverage.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we got that horse sale has been going for, I think, about 15 years now. And it's every year it just gets bigger and better. And they sell about 100 head of top-notch saddle horses. Jake Clark comes in, puts a sale on. And then we try to add something to it. It's, see, Cody, Wyoming is like a tourist town. So about the 1st of June to the end of August is when you have a lot of people there. But this kind of kicks off the whole season for it. So once we do this, then the rodeo starts and all that stuff. So, you know, it's really a big extra asset to the Wild West Days there in Cody, Wyoming.
Sure. I understand that. That sounds great, man. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the associations down here in the Southeast, but we just got teamed up with the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association, SEBRA, and we're starting to roll off some bull riding events with them, and we're heading to North Carolina next week and actually doing two different events, one Thursday night, one on Saturday we're doing broadcast for, and then, shoot, man, we're pretty much flat booked through May and all the way into June already, so... Things are starting to look up for us. Well, that's the way we like it, man. That's for sure.
You must be doing something right because you're staying busy.
That's it, man. That's it. You know, we're getting busier and busier every day. So, you know, yeah, like I said, I can't complain about it too much. But, man,
well,
I got
to
tell you.
I'm going to talk about that when we get to Vegas or something, when I'm getting everything scheduled, and maybe we can help you out in coming up here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, and maybe we can help you guys out by putting up a lot of promotional stuff for them and see if we can't bring a whole bunch of people with us. We'll have a big road party out there.
Oh, man, it's a big party. It's about three days. Excuse me. It's 3 days of people, you know, they've been locked up in the winter on the ranches. They've been calving. They've been, you know, getting things ready for summer. Now, this is kind of the big weekend, and you know, all over Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, North, South Dakota, Colorado. We get people from California. We get some people from back east that come to buy these horses. So it's a big deal. This horse sale, there'll be 2,500 people standing on the porch of the Irma Hotel watching this horse sale and buying horses. So it's a big deal.
Wow. Oh, man, that sounds it. It sounds it. So I'm just trying to get clarification on this. So you guys aren't allowed out of your houses until this, pretty much the time that you guys put on this event. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. Is that when the snow melts and you guys are finally allowed out? That's kind of what I was getting there, Tim.
Yeah, you can look at it that way. But if anybody's a rancher or a farmer, they know they're kind of married to that place during the wintertime when you start calving and that. And, you know, cold weather sets in around here. We do get some snow and some cold weather. So you got to work twice as hard in adverse conditions to take care of your farm animals and your ranch, you know. So a lot of the people don't get to go very anywhere in the wintertime. So this is kind of like their first kick out, like their big spring break. So that's what I meant by that. And, yeah, and a lot of the weather has something to do with it because, you know, we're right here right beside Yellowstone Park. So if anybody wants to come up, you get a chance, you can run into Yellowstone Park and look it over. But, yeah, it's, you know, ranchers and farmers, they're married to that place most of the time. And this is kind of their big weekend for the spring.
Hey, Amber, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were falling asleep. We know the real case. Timber's wife wouldn't let him out of the house until then.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't have one.
Oh, man, that's right.
That.
Well, all right. Well, you know what?
Tell the truth after all.
We're gonna get you one. We're gonna get you one. We're gonna take auditions here.
Thanks.
If there's any lung ladies that wanna call in, we're gonna take auditions. We'll kind of do the screening for Timber, and then we'll kind of see if we can't set you up.
I mean, his other name is the Walking Eagle.
That's
you
right.
know,
Walking
I do
Eagle.
Rodeo for a living, so when you're not home very often, it's hard to keep one home.
That you know what, you are right about that, sir. I could agree
no,
with you there.
In your later age, you know, you might find somebody to just go with you.
Well, they usually go. They meet you at the big rodeos where the big parties are, and then when they go to all the little ones, they decide it's not near as much fun. So. I've tried that too. I'm pretty good traveling by myself. I'm pretty good at that. I have a lot of friends all over the United States and Canada, and you know, I've been doing this. This is 30 years that I've been a rodeo clown in the professional ranks, and I, you know, things are working good. No, you know, the old saying, well,
that's
cowboy logic,
changes,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. That's right.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, hey, guys, we're still looking to get some callers on here. 646-915-9940. If you want to jump back here on the ranch with us and actually talk some rodeo, make sure you push one. Otherwise, we're going to pass you by. We're just going to think you want to listen in there. So, 646-915-9940. Hey, guys, what do you say we take a short music break here? When we come back, we'll you know, start to kind of wind things down. What do you say?
Well,
sounds
after
good.
I get out of here, I got to go feed yet. So you guys have
all
a
right,
good
Timber.
One, and thanks for having me.
See you,
yes,
Timber.
Sir.
Thank you.
Pleasure as
yep.
always,
right,
man. Welcome back on the ranch anytime. All righty. Well. All right, Amber, let's see if we can't take a break here. We got about 45 minutes left in the show, so during this break, you got to come up with some good talking material there.
All right, sounds good.
Ms. Co-host. I'm going to put you on the spot here, so let's see what you can come up with when we get back.
Okay.
This one here is another one of my all-time favorites. Now, I got to tell you, Ross Hill probably got about tired of this song, man. I would not let it go. This is one of the ones I love to get on down the road with, and if I can find it here. I know it's here somewhere. Oh, man. You know, it would be just like this, you know?
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Oh, there it is. I got it. Got it. All right. This is one of my all-time favorites here, Amber. I hope you enjoy it. I'll stay tuned to Making Eight. We're back on the ranch, and we'll be back right after this.
Troubles ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some for bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, I'll have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. I polished in my stitching's on tight, fixing a rifle that goes buckle night. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan, and I still be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smith Show on Makin8.com.
All right, welcome back. That's right, you're listening to Megan8.com, and we are back on the ranch tonight. Amber, you still with us?
I'm here.
All righty, all righty. So what'd you come up with during the break? Because, darling, we just run out of callers.
Run out of callers? Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
Here's one,
no, ma'am.
Here's one thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
From what I know, everybody else's show is 1 hour. Right?
Right.
And hours is 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I never realized that it
what?
Was 2 hours until last week.
Really?
Really.
Well, we actually got, well,
so,
that's
so
because when we sit
on
back
that.
On the ranch, well, when we sit back on the ranch and we talk so much rodeo and stuff, it just gets kind of carried away and we just run out of time. But, no, the reason why is because I just happen to take advantage of being a premium member through Blog Talk Radio where we can kind of schedule a little bit more time. But, you know, I mean, shoot, if we don't get callers here in the next 15 minutes, I think we're going to have to break things down just a little early. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. But whatever. I mean, we'll see how it goes, you know.
That's right. We still got about 45 minutes left in the show. 646-915-9940. We need to get some suggestions here for Amber's name. Now, I'm kind of liking Gator Tail. I think we can go with Gator Tail. She kind of does have – well, I better not say that on the radio. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So, now we'll just leave that one alone. But Gator Tail, Gator Bait, you know, it's kind of rolling down somewhere around the Gator thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, I really hate to hear it like that, but I mean, I wouldn't mind having some kind of other than, you know, some kind of name other than Gator to at least put out there, you know. Try
right,
to get a
well,
vote, you know.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, the opportunity's there. We just got to get the callers to call in and give us some suggestions here, and we'll put them up on the website and put up a voting poll for it, and we'll let the fans determine what your name should be. But right now,
well, I've kind of put it out there, you know, and everybody's agreed with Gator Bait, as bad as I hate to say it. Or Gator Tail won.
Okay, I'm getting a suggestion on here. Apparently, we got some bashful people that don't want to do it. You know, they're gonna hang out and listen to, they're gonna listen in and not call. So, but suggestions are popping up as Sweet Thing.
Sweet Thing.
I don't know, though. You're not. I gotta disagree with that name right off the bat because it wasn't very sweet to do up my truck the way you did it.
Well, I mean, at least I decorated it pretty. You know, I made it look good.
Well, you do have good penmanship. I will give you that. But good Lord, I mean, just to do that to my truck, especially when I'm all the way in Texas and when I find out about it and I have to just stew about it the whole ride back.
That was the whole point in putting it on Facebook early.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I was doing so bad. I was whining more than Ross Hill did going out to Texas to begin with about his belly hurting.
Yeah. And, yeah, well.
He was doing a lot of that, too, believe me.
Maybe that's why he was texting me the whole time, like, I shouldn't have let you know, because you were whining about it the whole time.
Well, yeah, I kind of was. I was. I ain't going to lie to you. But
I'm glad you were such a good sport about it, you know.
Hey, you
that
know
just
what?
Lets you know who can take jokes and who can't. Let me tell you this. I got a quick, small story for you.
Okay.
The girl that works at the store, Christy, at Dad's Feed Store. Remember Christy? You met her.
Oh, yes. Sure do.
Okay. So she, last night, Ross was the last one to leave the store. She left a little early, and Ross was going to check his Facebook right before he left, and he noticed that hers was still pulled up. So as a joke, you know, once again, us heels like to play them jokes. And he put on there as her status, it said something about, I lost my tampons, my horse is walking sideways, and I'm about to go swim through the Tennessee River.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Posted it. So this morning, we went in the store, me, Ross, and Rachel, and Ross asked her if she liked her Facebook, and she had not even looked at it yet. So he said, well, you might want to look at it. So she looks, and she acted like she was okay with it, but evidently she wasn't. Dad was out of town, and Dad ended up calling me, chewing me out over it for Ross doing it. So evidently we found out real quick that she can't take jokes. So, you know, Scott, I really appreciate the fact that you can take a joke, you know, and you know, and that's what it's all about. Evidently she don't know much about rodeo because we all play jokes on each other and pranks and whatnot, you know, and you know, that's what keeps it going. So
while we're on that subject here, I'm trying to figure out this. Now, Amber, you know how your brother is. You know better than anybody. And your brother's out playing jokes. Now, you just told us one of those stories. He did a joke. He played a joke on me while he was out in Texas. I just got my boots shined. And he thought he'd be real funny and asked me about them. So, of course, I pulled them up, you know, and let him take a look at how shiny those boots were and how party they were. And he dumps about 3/4 of the beer upside down in my boot. And I, of course, first instinct, you're going to try to shake it out, do whatever, and that's just running the beer all up and down, you know, inside your boot. So I took about half a bottle of beer that was sitting up at the bar and dumped it down the back of his shirt.
I did hear about that.
He was not too happy about that.
But I tell you what.
What's that?
You know, what goes around comes around, like Timber said. We all play jokes on each other, and if we play one, we better expect, you know, we better be ready for something back because it's coming.
You're right. So you know what I did? Because Ross was threatening me that it was coming sometime during the night, that I couldn't sleep. So when he was out, he went out to a buddy's room or whatever at the hotel. I locked him out and barricaded the door. So I slept real nice and sound and didn't have no distractions and actually had a hotel room to myself.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
And I did hear that it, you know, it got pretty rough. What I heard from Ross's side, it was your initiation, you know.
Oh, my initiation, huh? Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've had the initiations of being out there on the rodeo road now, but I have not had the initiations from Ross Hill. You are right. But
so evidently that was your initiation for driving, you know, or
well,
having to ride with Ross.
I don't get it. That, you know, it keeps adding up because, you know, my first initiation was to drive all the way to Dagon, Texas, you know. And then I get out to Texas, and you know, my initiation was, well, I got to go get the hotel room, and I got to help set up the cotton candy. And, you know, next thing I know, then my initiation is getting the beer stuck down my boot. You know what I mean?
Well, I can tell you this, Scott. As long as you'll let him, he'll keep on.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, when is the
initiation?
You just
got to take up him.
Well, I'm hoping that I did anyways. But anyhow. Yep, you're right. We'll, you know, what goes around comes around, and I can certainly expect that. Now, we got a caller on the line, and I'm not sure if they just want to tune in or they want to talk to us. So if you're wanting to talk with us, make sure you push 1 on your phone, unless you have a rotor dial still like Timber probably does up there in Wyoming. You know, you got to push the 1 button so we know you want to say hey to us. But I don't know. We're waiting on them to come in here.
I mean, try to take it anyway. Can you do that?
Well, I can, but I don't want to scare them off or anything. What do you say? You want to take them? Let's put them on the spot, Amber. What do you say? It's 308 area code.
Put me on the spot enough.
Oh, they actually do. You're right, and we should. 308, you're on the back on the ranch show.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Who are we talking with?
Hi, this is Jason.
Jason.
Yeah,
Jason
Hassett? Yeah.
How are you?
You guys can actually hear this week, and you don't know who I am.
I know, right?
I mean.
What's going on tonight? Anything good?
Oh, man.
You know, you've missed half the, or over half the show, but, you know, just call him when you can.
I know what. You know, I've been driving all day. We were in Omaha today and had some family stuff to take care of, got that done, and daggone wind was blowing 60 miles an hour all the way home, so I was just glad to be home.
I hear you.
Now, yeah, we heard you.
You heard what?
Jay.
Yeah.
We actually heard you. I've seen your Facebook comments all day long, man, and you were singing, you were just singing such a sad song, I almost felt sorry for you.
Oh, man, I was just ready to go home. I kind of like these small towns a heck of a lot better than I do than big cities.
Really?
That was the whole deal. Heck, yeah. We were waiting and waiting.
I agree with you on that one, Jason.
I tell you what, if you ever got to go to the doctor, fellas, just don't go. You can get home a heck of a lot faster.
If you ever what?
If you ever got to go to the doctor, just stay home. That way he'll
there
make
you
sure
go.
You get back. Yeah,
I hear you.
Day, though. Oh, my wife,
well,
Jan,
you
we took her out last night. She had to go have surgery today, and she was out of surgery for 2 hours before they ever realized that she was awake.
Oh,
she
wow.
Her to her room. So that was my little post you're reading there, Scott.
Oh, I got you. 10-4, man.
There's
well,
plenty of time.
So you've been at a hospital all day?
Oh, yeah, I've been sitting there all day.
Man. No good. So tell us something good. We want good news on the Back on the Ranch show.
Oh, what's good going on? Well, have you heard from Carl Nance tonight?
No,
we have
that's
not.
Good news.
No, he's actually pretty busy. He's working on a benefit deal that I got invited to, and Carl and I are going to be working together out there in Granby, Colorado at the end of May for Trey. Young guy's got muscular dystrophy, and we're going to be out there working that deal together at the end of May. I know you had kind of talked about it one time, Scott. I guess you talked to Carl earlier in the week about that.
Yeah, he's actually trying to work on getting some sponsorships lined up so we can go out there and do the radio broadcast for it, man. I'm holding out hopes. I've got that weekend open still, so hopefully, you know, but they are booking up fast, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got rodeos at the yin-yang right now and loving every minute of it.
Good deal. Where are you headed next?
Well, next Thursday I'll be up in North Carolina. Going to take some of the bull riders down here. Brian Corson and Ty Harris, our two Making 18 members, are going to ride up with me. They're going to go up there and hit a Seber deal. We're going to do the radio broadcast for it. Friday, I think we're going to go try to find a jackpot rodeo somewhere between North Carolina and here in Florida. And then Saturday we'll be in Eustis, Florida for another Seber event. That we'll be covering out there. And check this out. Now, I have not seen Colt Ford in concert, but he's going to be down there with John Anderson. So you talk about a jam-up time. We got a great bull ride going down there. Eugene Carter's putting it on, a Renegade Rodeo Company. He's got some pretty ranked bulls, and it should be a really good deal down there. So I'm looking forward to that next Saturday.
Man, you're getting right on. It sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. And I heard you got plenty of cotton candy sold, too, last week.
No. Well, no, wait a second. We didn't sell no cotton candy. Ross had to give it all away, man. There were guys at the end of the rodeo that were loading up their trucks full of cotton candy. Oh, my God. You talking about a good time? That was funny.
Oh, I heard you guys had a heck of a trip. Ross, he was...
I have to say I didn't hear about the cotton candy, but...
He was rally on the way out.
Jason, I have to ask you this. I've asked everybody else that's called in. I know you heard about the cotton candy, so you must have heard about Scott's truck.
Oh,
I never heard about the truck.
Oh, no.
You haven't heard about Scott's truck?
No.
Well, let me tell you. I don't think we're friends on Facebook, but find me and go to my pictures. Or you can go to Scott's. I tagged them to his. So they're on his profile, too. He brought me... From Florida, he brought me a Gators jersey, trying to be funny, you know. So I had all weekend to ponder with his truck in my driveway while he was with Ross. And so I absolutely put it to him and decorated it in, you know, crimson red Roll Tide.
Oh, man, Roll Tide. Gotcha, Scott.
Oh man, I'm telling you what, it was not pretty. No, not to mention that by the, you know, I found out about it. We were still in Texas, so I had from Texas all the way to Alabama to sit here and stew about this deal. You know, so then I get up. We don't get in. Or from Texas to Alabama, get in Alabama, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And of course, I got to hit the road and head over to Georgia to see a good buddy of mine. Man, I must have stopped off 3 different times to go try to clean this daggone stuff off my truck. And by the time I got to Georgia, I was still pretty ticked off at the fact that I had to go out there and work so hard. And Amber, she takes off and goes to Nashville, well, before I even get there, so I can't even have an opportunity to try to get her back.
That's a smart way to do it.
That's right.
Yeah,
I can tell you, we might be redneck in Alabama. We're not dumb.
Exactly. If you're going to attack something like that, you just don't do it when they're far away.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if I can necessarily agree with that one, but them not being
so
there,
Jason, the Gator Bay Indian name is sticking. Well, they come up with Gator Tail. Gator Tail? I mean, really?
Hey, that was your brother that came up with that one, wasn't it?
I know, yeah.
You know? Figure that one out. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't either.
I hear you. Well, we got a few more callers on there. I'm not sure if they're just wanting to listen in still or if they figured out how to push the one button on their telephone so we know that they want to talk to us. But
I think you ought to put them on the spot. Push it.
It's a straight up and down line, guys.
What's that?
You're the boss, Amber, so let's put him on the spot. 251, you're back on the ranch.
Hello.
251, that's South Alabama.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, this
yeah,
is.
We can hear
her. Let me guess. This is J.V. Williams.
Amber the Beautiful, what are you doing?
How are you doing? Did you hear that, Scott? He can come up with something better than Gator Bait. He said Amber the Beautiful.
Amber the Beautiful? No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
This is a bull rider down there in South Alabama.
Oh,
JB, how you doing?
I might not get
you
there. I was just listening in, and somebody put me on the spot. I wonder who that.
Well, I said to, you know.
Okay, I got you.
You might as well be on the spot. Are you going to Florida this weekend?
I am not. I'm going to Livingston. Got a Seabird up there.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to have like an ABC competition also. So I'm going to go up there and check that out. Hang out with some buddies and try to make some money.
I hear you. Sounds good.
Yeah, you know what, JB? I actually hear that's supposed to be a really good event. As a matter of fact, been on the horn this week with Chan Canner. She wanted to get us up there to actually do our broadcast with them, you know, up there. But unfortunately, we already had prior commitments. But, you know, we're going to be up there in Statesville. And, you know, we've got a few more rolling. I know we're going to be out in Alabama next month with Ricky West doing his deal. So hopefully we'll be able to cross paths, man. You have to stop in and say hey to us.
Are you there, JB?
Oh, we must. You know what? He didn't have his golf club out. I think we lost him.
Yeah, he's way down there in the swamps too.
Is he? Down where the gators hang out, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. See, even South Alabama loves them gators.
Well, that's not where I'm at.
Yeah, we know, and we also know that you still curl up with that jersey that you got. Amber, I'm not, you know, we know how it is.
You heard Mom make the call. She said she had it in the garden to keep the crows away.
Yeah, well, she might hang it out there during the daytime, but come nighttime, we know you pull it down so you can curl up next to it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to pull you out there, Scott. How about the Tim Tebow draft?
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, and I actually talked with Carl about that a little bit, and he's winding up the storm. Man, we don't need Tebow. Man, we don't need Tebow. I'm like, man, you need something. So I don't know, man, but I think Tebow's going to do good. I think he's going to be a key player. You watch, give him 3 years, and I think you're going to see him be one of the highlight athletes in the NFL. So
I had a deal on my Facebook. The guy sent me. He says, I guarantee you Tebow will be a seventh-round pick to the Raiders. Well, he was quite a ways off.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little. Well, hey, so Jason, what are you up to this week, man? What do you got going on?
All this week, just trying to finalize some contracts and working on some special deals I got coming up, and pretty secretive at this moment. But like I said, the benefit's coming up the end of next month. Getting ready to go to Yellowstone. That's kind of tied my summer up for the most part. Working on a deal out in Jackson Hole a few times. I got a few performances out there in Jackson Hole throughout the summer. In the fall, what I will tell you at this point in time is I'm going to be heading down you guys' way for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for the fall?
Down to Myakka City.
You're coming down here to Myakka City in the fall?
No. Not quite that far. Georgia,
oh, okay.
Alabama, North and South Carolina, and then up the East Coast. I'll be
Why aren't you coming down here to Florida, man?
Well, I tell you what.
I don't blame you.
That's what I do, you know. I go,
yeah.
I got to go where the money's at, you know.
I hear you. Well, you know what? Hopefully, if you're going to be down there in this area, man, we got to, you know, of course, got to stay in touch. And you have to let me know. Hopefully, we'll get something lined up. We'll be out there at the same rodeo together.
Well, that'd work great for me. You know, like I said, I got some deals in South Carolina, North Carolina, and on up to the northeast part. So we're going to kind of stay
right
over in the East Coast, I guess, most of the fall.
Good deal. Well, hey, I think we actually, hey guys, I think we actually got JB back on the line. JB, you with us?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't have good reception on my cell phone, so I decided to call off the house. But
smart man, right there.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But that Seaver deal up there in Livingston, I think Luke Hoffman said he was playing afterwards after the bull riding. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
Well, it's either him. Now, I did hear something about, I know one of the events coming up is going to be Diamond Rio is also going to be there.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that event or if it's one of the other ones that I was talking with Chan with. But tell you what, man, have you been a Seaver member for long, or is this your first year?
Well, I haven't been a Seaver member. I just usually ride on. This year, I've started going harder. Like I stepped my game up. You know, I've been going to a few CBR events, the Horizon deals, and none yet. But I'm gonna try hard until I make it. So, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Spartanburg, that
right.
CBR event. I entered and I got in and. Not this weekend, but next weekend we'll be headed up there to see what I can get done. So,
all right, 10-4.
Well, good luck, JB. Keep in touch.
Thank you. I sure will.
Yeah,
but,
for sure. Hey, you know what, JB? It's actually nice for a change because we've had so many bullfighters and so many barrelmen and so many funny acts out here. We even had ropers on here like we did earlier today in our show. Man, we haven't had a bull rider on here forever, man. So it's good to actually see a bull rider come in here and talk a little bit, man. I'm glad to do it. And, of course, you know, like I said, we're covering bull riding. You know, bull riding is where I came from. But,
yes,
you know, we like to cover the other events. But, man, you know, I got to tell you, there ain't nothing like the bull riding. That's why everybody likes to stay around and wait till the end to just see how it plays out, right?
That just shows you we had to put the one bull rider – just been on the show tonight on the spot to get him on.
I hear
you. Well, you know, I'm going to defend him. Bull riders like to stay low-key, you know. They like to just kind of hang back, listen in, see what's going on. That's right. Until they need to, then they'll jump in there and do what they got to do to get it done.
Right. That's right. But talking about the Seaver again, I've been looking into that Seaver, and I think it's a good association. You know, I haven't been anywhere yet, you know, that they didn't have great bulls there. And like Mr. Ricky West, he has great bulls up towards the North Alabama. But down here, down south, that you know, there's not really that many, you know, great bulls. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've been out west. I've been up North Carolina, South Carolina. You know, the bulls just don't compare to some of the bulls we get on down here. To be honest with you, the PCA, you know, it's all right, but still the bulls just do not compare to the Zebras and the CBRs, and, you know. You get what
sounds
I'm
like
saying?
To me you need to move.
I know, for sure.
Well, just don't move to North Alabama and become one of those knuckleheads like Amber is out there, you know, like to do up. You know,
hey, JB's a fan
truck.
Of North Alabama, let me tell you.
I am.
Well, that's all right. We won't hold it against you because y'all are bull riders, so.
But like, if all goes well this weekend, I do plan on getting my membership and, you
good
know,
deal.
And trying to hit them pretty hard this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, if you ever need to meet up or something, you know, I'm going to be swinging through Alabama, hopefully, and maybe we'll hook up and ride out there together or something, you know, if we get these deals lined up like we're planning on as well.
All right. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan.
Well, check out our website.
Truck.
What's that?
Oh. Riding in the Roll Tide truck, huh?
Oh, no. We're not riding in any Roll Tide truck. I can guarantee that.
You said it. The well, Roll Tide truck, you know. I think your truck just got a new name.
My truck gets a nickname. You know what? I can't figure it out. You know, I get eagle legs. I get eagle legs or chicken thighs. Which one? You know, neither one of them are the greatest things in the world. I'll take eagle legs over chicken thighs, though. But you know, I get that. My truck gets something tough like a Roll Tide, you know, truck or something like that. Man, it just don't make no sense.
And what do you think? You think mine makes sense with Gator Bait? Come on now.
Oh, it sure does.
Can you hear me? Am I still online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're here.
I didn't mean to interrupt or nothing, but do y'all know what the guys from Louisiana and those bull riders call us here from Alabama? They call
what
us
call you?
Bama Slammers.
They call you what?
The what?
The Bama Slammers.
The Bama Slammers.
Bama Slammers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, going with your chicken legs and stuff like that, I mean, I just had to put my little 2 cents in there.
Well, JB, the whole point is everybody part of the Making Eight gets an Indian name. And since I just got initiated in, you know, I they're still looking for me an Indian name. The two that are, you know, coming up are Gator Bait and Gator Tail. And I don't really think it's fair, which let Scott cry about chicken pie. He don't think it's fair either. So, you know, I guess life's not fair. Ross gets Bighorn and Scott gets chicken thigh, you know, and I have to say that chicken thigh is one of the lower of the Indian names, but I tell you, Gator Bait's down there at the bottom scrubbing
no,
the dirt.
Not. No, it's not. Amber, you know that's not the case at all. I'd be proud to be Gator Bait.
Well, of course you would.
Now, wait a second. JB, have you seen Amber personally?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
My
okay.
Good friend.
What do you think? When she walks away, she kind of shakes that gator tail, don't she?
Well, you ain't lying.
No way.
There we go, Amber. I'm telling you.
No,
that's
no.
That's the way it is.
You know,
well,
you know, JB, with friends like you, who needs enemies?
That's right. Well, hey guys, I gotta tell you, we're starting to wind things down here. JB, you're welcome back on the ranch with us here, man, anytime. We love to hear how you're doing, and let us know what's going on in your area, man. If you got, you know, some of them CBR deals or whatever you got, you know, let us know about the CBR deals too.
Yes, we'd
love to hear about them.
I sure will. And I'm glad y'all had me, and I'm glad to be a part of that the ranch show. So
good deal, man.
Thanks
anytime,
for talking,
like I
baby.
Said, anytime. Just jump on, check out makingeight.com. You can always find us here. Okay.
10-4.
All right,
buddy.
All right,
well,
hey, man. Take care. Safe travels. Good luck this weekend.
Huh? Oh, yep. Thanks.
All righty.
All right.
Well.
Jason's
guys,
still there.
I'm still here.
Well, you didn't have much to say and all that.
No, I was just listening. I kind of got a chuckle out of that deal.
Yeah, I bet.
What'd you get a chuckle out of? The fact that, you know, somebody else agrees with me that Amber can shake a gator tail every now and again?
No,
I was just trying to picture things there for a minute.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. Well, hey, listen up. I think we're going to break things down here a little bit early. What do you say? I'm about flat wore out of picking on Amber tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of talking about you too, Scott.
You didn't
I got
talk
a big
about me. You didn't talk about
What's
me.
Up?
You were talking about my truck.
Well, you and
I
your truck.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if it's up to me, I don't even agree with Eagle Leg. I think chicken thigh is stuck.
Really?
I think it's too late to try to change it. Too late in the game, you know?
Ross Hill's the Indian chief, the one giving out the names, and he said he's going to change it. I got.
Well, let me tell you, Ross hasn't given out a name for me yet, and I have to tell you, you can't give Ross too much lead or he gets the big head, you know?
No, you're right.
He can't be the final word to everything.
Yeah, well, no, but, you know, with these Indian names, we've got to kind of roll. Now, the floor is still open. We're still open for suggestions. You know, I mean, we've got Sweet Thing that was thrown out there, but I can't agree. Knowing Amber, you know, and having a chance to spend, you know, a day or so up there in Alabama with her, she's not a Sweet Thing. She's a Mean
Thing. I have
to
say I don't agree either.
See? You know, I mean, but that's the truth of it. And, you know, so we gotta keep working on it. Hey, we'll carry it over to the next show. I mean, we're not going to set concrete on gator tail or gator bait, but those are definitely two suggestions there. And as we, you know, if we can get at least one more, I'd like to have at least two more, you know, actual good names for Amber Hill. Then we'll post them up. We'll let the fans kind of vote on it just a little bit. We'll kind of carry it on and see if we can't come up with a good Indian name. Ross Hill will have the decision, but we'll base a lot of it on the votes. What do you say?
That don't even sound fair. Ross Hill will have the decision. You know, it depends on what day of the week it is, if I agree with that.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll wait till after he wins the rodeo, and then we'll get his opinion on it, okay?
All right. We'll see.
All right, guys. Well, hey, Jay, you know what, man? Thanks for jumping on here with us. You know, Amber was kind of dying out there for a while. I had to kind of pick up the pace.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on with her tonight.
Going to sleep up there or what?
What's that?
You going to sleep or what?
I don't think I died off all night, really. I think I kept it going, and even though I had to make fun of Scott half the time, you know, at least it was something to talk about, and people loved to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what, Doug? You really did. I'm so glad to have you as part of this show. I think you're doing a fantastic job, Amber, and I look forward to doing a lot of stuff, you know, as a team, rolling out and doing these back on the ranch shows. I think we're going somewhere. This will be a good deal.
I agree. I enjoy it also.
Well, good. Well, hey, Jay, I appreciate you jumping on here with us tonight, man. Good luck
to you. Even
though
you caught the tail end, we enjoyed it.
Jason caught the gator tail end.
All
right, guys. Have a good night.
All right,
thank you.
Be careful. Hey, Jay, give me a call during this week, all right?
I will, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem, bud. We'll see you later.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, Amber. Well, I think that's going to do it for our show tonight. What do you think?
I think so. I think we've had a good night and a bunch of people calling in and bunch of different topics. I think we had a very broad, you know, different subjects and all that. So I think we had a successful night.
Yeah, I think so too. And of course, like I said, I enjoy having you on, even though if you got to pick on me about my daggone truck, that's all right, Doug. Just like you said, what goes around comes around. So just be ready.
Right. All right, I'm ready. Right. I got my tank face on.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back on the ranch next week. We're going to have to set things up because next Wednesday night, we're taking off and heading up to North Carolina. We may do, well, you know what, though? It'll have to be probably Tuesday that we do the show. So next Tuesday night, same time, we'll set it up. What do you think?
It sounds good to me, but we'll confirm it, you know, for sure later.
Yep. So y'all stay tuned to MakingEight.com. Also check us on Facebook. to make sure when we're having our show next week. But we will be back on the ranch, and we also have got a live broadcast starting up again next Thursday. So I guess have a good weekend, Amber, and we'll definitely catch up with you next week.
All right, you too, Scott. Enjoyed it.
All right, take care. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, rodeo fans, that's going to do it for tonight's show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you get over to MakingHay.com. Check out all of our shows. We apologize we did not get the Soul Man Hour in, unfortunately, you know, but Mr. Dwayne Morris is up there heading up this reality series in Denver, Colorado. You know, I know he's working hard at it, and, you know, we wanted to fill a slot with something, and we were able to get it. Thank you to all of our callers for calling in tonight. If we didn't get to you, we missed you, we apologize. We'll get you back on the ranch next week for sure. So keep in touch with us, rodeo fans. Until then, y'all get a grip with MakingHay.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingHay.com.
Buckle. Put my life on the line, each second at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till my money's in dirt. I've been stoned and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I'm gonna not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots by Rocky, dead right, I'm cocky. Built for tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice the Bud Light, now that the gate man, down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I drop from night moves to big bucks. Call ticket sale on that and tell her bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half, on scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear mossy oak, I hunt with Bo-Tec. I rent a free perk, got me a Branson, a big tractor, fear is no factor. Call me on Ant Mobile, cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I'm a ride for the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm running the dirt. I've been stoned and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got on my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. The tough my middle name is Hurt, but still I rob them a glove. Rodeo is my love. Drawing neon nights are just a dream of mine. Swirling for 8 seconds, all is on my mind. Getting hung up and hooked, that's just part of the deal. We got them dinky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is really the gift, I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling a prize if you needin' a ride. BBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt. Put your stepping on with your crumpled green shirt. This is really the gift. Thank you to Rob Smith, my son, the Grand Prix from all of